Wanted to let everyone know that we raised $3,280.14.
Wow.
So it was a big success.
Now all of this happened because of whose idea? Who thought of this?
Well, we had St. Jude come to where I work at VF Imagewear in Nashville, mm-hmm. and they asked us if we wanted to put together a team to walk in the St. Jude Country Music Marathon. So we had a meeting, and we said, sure, and I volunteered as a St. Jude hero. Well, we each have our own individual fundraising goals, and then we have a team goal. So I came back and was telling my friends, you know, this is what I'm going to do, and next year I hope to do a half marathon, you know, but I'm not a runner. But anyway, and JR said, well, hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we do a horseback ride and an auction? And I thought, okay.
Well, yeah, why not?
Why not? And it really took off. I mean, it, you know, it just kind of consumed everything we did. We're always talking to people and, you know, getting donations, and it just the response was tremendous. It was really tremendous.
Now, this was the first time I ever heard about a horseback ride fundraiser. I mean, do other people do that? Because I haven't heard of it before.
Well, actually, St. Jude does have what they call a saddle up for St. Jude, but I didn't know it at the time. And they've actually come to me since then and said, hey, how would you like to make this an annual event? And at the time, I was kind of like, well, I'm doing this as a hero for the Country Music Marathon, St. Jude Country Music Marathon, and I... ask me later.
Yeah.
Let's see how this goes and, you know, how I feel afterwards. They do have an actual event called Saddle Up for St. Jude, and they're wanting people in this area to step up and, you know, actually get it together, and asked if we would do that.
Now, even though Murfreesboro is very city-like and less country than we used to be, horse riding is still very popular.
Very popular. And I think that the area that we were at is one of the government's best-kept secrets. It's a beautiful picnic area and horse trails. It's got a boat ramp. It's just a really nice area.
And you know, something cool, when people move to our area from other areas, maybe from places like Washington, D.C., New York, and things like that, when they come here, they learn about the idea of horseback riding lessons and all of that fun stuff, and they get involved in horseback riding. So, you know, it's growing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I've started horseback riding a little later in life. I rode when I was younger, but JR, my sister and her were friends, and we started riding horses, and then I bought a horse. And so we've just been riding buddies, and we go all over the place.
So you really dived into it.
I did, big time.
Yeah, you got the disease, it sounds like.
I wouldn't change anything.
Now, last time I rode a horse, I was probably 17 years old or so, and it was my brother-in-law's horse, and I fell off of it. He didn't tell me that the saddle that was on there was actually his son's saddle, which at the time his son would have been 5 years old or so. So the saddle was obviously not big enough, and it fell off sideways, and then there I go. So it was a catastrophe.
Oh, yeah. I have a sign that says the only thing hard about horseback riding is the ground.
That's true. Yeah, very true there. JR, you've been riding horses for years and years. You grew up with horses.
Well, my grandfather was a horse trader, and I've been trading since I was 10 years old. And he shod horses, traded. That's why they, you know, made a living back in. That's why they traveled. My grandmother never drove a day in her life, but she could ride a horse. And that's why she traveled back then. If she wanted to go see a neighbor, she got on a horse and went.
Now, I got to ask you, I hate to change the subject, but I've heard a lot in the news lately about horse slaughtering and horse meat and stuff like that. What do y'all think about that? I mean, being around horses all your life and raising horses, how do you feel about situations like that?
Well, people get a little bit in left field on that. Canada, they've been eating horses for years in Europe, and a lot of horses are shipped over there to eat. And of course, I don't want to eat slim, but I don't see any problem with it because... people are breeding these horses and they're not registered, they're not, and then they don't food with them, then they wind up with some age on them and nobody wants them. I mean, I see it. I'm at horse sales two or three times a month and I really don't see a problem with it. You know, I wouldn't want to eat a dog or a cat, but you know, if that's what you want to do, that's your business. And I don't want to eat a horse, but you know, if the government instead of I saw it on a TV show the other day, they've been shipping pigs over and dropping them alive in these different countries, and you know, by parachute, you know, they ought to take these horse meat and send it to these countries instead of sending all this money over there. Let them, you know, fend for themselves like everybody else does. Take care of here first. But I don't see a problem with it because it's just a meat. That's what it is.
Now, my sister's tried it before. She was in Europe, and she tried horse meat, and she said it was pretty good, actually.
Well,
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, my uncle was in Canada, and he was my granddaddy's son on my mother's side. And he done had him a Jack and Coke, and he ordered him a steak. He's up there for his company. And they said, now, do you want a horse steak or beef steak? Of course, he's an old country boy. He got come unglued. He said, I want beef steak. So they've been up there for years eating it. And I personally know people that ship it up to Canada even now. But, you know, it's not what I would want to do. But horses have got so cheap. I mean, they're bringing, I mean, if you got a good bred horse, good saddle horse, good registered horse, they'll still bring good money. I watch them go through the sale, skinny, poor, people don't take care of them, you know, $30, $60. And for a good horse needs to be about 1,200 pounds for them to ship it because they're going to lose 100 pounds to start off the you know, when they get in the trailer to ship them. So I understand it. And I think people need to have an open mind. It's the people's fault for breeding all this stuff and turning it loose, not fooling with it, not breaking it, and that's where they wind up.
And I guess we ought to point out, when somebody buys a horse at an auction for as little as $30, $60, they may not know what they're getting into. I mean, it's a real dedication to raise a horse.
Well, I have taught people to ride, and I've had people that's come to me as went to schools and educated people and everything. I teach people the basics of it. If you're going to buy a horse for yourself, your child, your wife, I can give you the best advice I can ever give you. Go out here, find somebody, spend about 4 or 5 weeks with them, and start cleaning stalls, cleaning water and buckets, feed them, see what shots they got to have, how much upkeep it is, and how to ride safely. See, your brother or brother-in-law should have never put you on that horse without telling you some things. And I hate that. It's like scaring somebody on a motorcycle. And, you know, I take people from the basics if you can get me to do it. But everybody should know what they're getting into. Because it's like your kid get a dog, and then you wind up with it. Same way with a horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, my brother-in-law was probably laughing about it.
If
I had to guess, yeah. We'll put Scott on this horse here.
Well, I tell you, it's about 80% work, 20% pleasure. I mean, you've got to take care of it. It's like having children. You have to buy them, you know, their accessories, and you've got to take them to the vet, and you've got to school them and keep shoes on them. And it's, you know, it's a real commitment.
That's very true. Now, let's go back to the St. Jude, the whole fundraiser and everything. $3,000 raised at this event. Not only did you have a horse ride, you also had an auction. A lot of businesses helped to make this happen.
Oh, man, there was a tremendous turnout in Rutherford County. I want to start, first of all, in thanking WGNS and letting us come in here and talk about it and giving us an opportunity to come back and say thank you. And I'd like to start with some of the businesses that we have in Woodbury, especially, you know, the radio station there, WBRY, and the Cannon
Doug
County.
Doug Combs out there, good guy.
And the Cannon County paper. We've got the auction folks in Woodbury, Wayne's Auction, and we've got it was just a tremendous Joe's Restaurant and Leland's Furniture and Pa Jim. He's at the storage facility there. He's got him a shop there. And
he's an old ass Cass's boy.
Lee and Lee Gilliam, they've got a shop there, Sense and Lighting. And
good friends of ours.
Really wonderful people. Got Ruth Pinegar and Prater's Chair. They donated a chair, beautiful chair, Dale and Alice there. Then we have Barbara Herring with Country Willow. But I really would like to say and have JR say something about Mike and Kim Autry, some dear friends of ours, and Terry Blair. He runs the Alexandria Horse Sale. Those folks are tremendous.
Terry Blair has been around since God, I reckon, fooling with horses. He's but like me, he's been trading all of his life. He runs a horse sale in Alexander. And I work the ring on the tack and usually work the horses. I'd rather be doing that than sitting there. And Terry and I have known each other for years, and he really stepped up helping us get donations and stuff for the auction. And him and Mike Autry went together and bought us a brand new saddle that we auctioned off. You know, auctions are the greatest way to make money. I don't care what you do. Silent auctions, everybody knows what everybody's wrote down. Yeah. You know, if you want to have an auction, step up, put somebody one against one, you'll make the money. But Terry, there's a sale this Saturday night that I'll be at, thanking people up there.
Definitely.
In the auction, that it's a horse sale. It starts about 5 o'clock in Alexander. And I will be there thanking everybody again. So go ahead, Teresa.
Well, you know, those are just, there's so many that people that were at the auction that we went to that we were, you know, telling them what we were doing, and they stepped up, and there's just a number of individuals that I just don't have time to thank. But I would like to thank everybody in Woodbury that stepped up and really, you know, helped us to be successful. And then we have all these folks in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
You remember, tell them about the people that was at the Wayne's auction that helped out so much.
I have a brand new family. I'm going to have to keep these folks. They're wonderful. It's Jerry and Doreen Phillips, and then their son-in-law and their daughter, Mike and Melissa Kelly. They were at the Woodbury auction, and we were telling them what we were doing, and they were buying stuff and donating it to St. Jude. And you know, we knew we were getting ready to have that Saturday auction, and they stepped up and said, hey, we'd like to help. What can we do? And we're like, we show up at this time in the morning, and we'll put you to work. They were tremendous help. Wonderful people. They didn't know us from Adam, but they stepped up, and they made it a success. And I'm going to keep these folks. They're dear to me. I'm have new best friends. But I really want to tell you, there were so many people that did help us. It was Wayne and Brenda and Nico Reeves and Lainey Ware and Vaughn Lacey and my brother and his wife, Lee and Holly Fitzgerald, Brian Mott, a wonderful guy, Steve. I don't know his last name, but he works at Christine's Auction, and him and my sister Kathy and my dad showed up. He was there for moral support. John Fitzgerald had somebody, Wanda Gann, and she stepped up and helped do a little bit of auction. She was a little amateur auctioneer. She did a fine job. Sandra Keene and Thelma Patton. Johnny Hall, which is JR's cousin, he really helped us out. And Jerry Paoletti, and last but not least, Sandy Alexander. She's up in Woodbury, and she did a tremendous job. She was my photographer, too.
You know, you hear about all these people helping out. When you hear somebody say, our society's changed, people just don't help out and get involved
anymore.
That's not
anymore.
Not the case, is it?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to have to kick Murfreesboro's butt a little bit on the air.
Uh-oh.
Actually, I tell it like it is. I don't back up from nothing or nobody that hadn't had yet. Woodbury people stepped up.
Mm-hmm. She's talking about individuals.
Individuals stepped up. Murfreesboro didn't do that. And I was really shocked they didn't. The ones that stepped up was the businesses that we called on and we know.
And they were tremendous.
They was great. But as far as individuals coming out and volunteering and doing stuff, they really didn't. I don't know what they was thinking. You know, I know when I hear something on the radio or in the paper, you know, you think there's a big crowd there. There's, you know, they don't need me. They was wrong. If everybody in Murfreesboro had just spent a dollar, we could have raised a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've been in St. Jude's rides before she hadn't, but I have, and for this horse is silent. And we had every check made out to the hospital, and then we sent a cashier's check for the cash that we raised. Each one of these auctions, I passed a bucket around, but they donated money. They bought stuff for us to sell. And then these people that she's mentioned in Woodbury, and I'm going to mention some here in Murfreesboro, most of them has known me ever since I've lived in Murfreesboro, or I've done business with them, and they stepped up. But the average blow Joe on the street, no one stepped up. And I was really shocked. And I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That's trouble. People don't tell it like it is. But maybe if I do this again, and I love doing benefit auctions, and I've done a lot, that's what got me in the auction business. And but maybe people will understand, you know, you've got to step up, you know. You can't sit back and let somebody else do it.
So do you think there is maybe some truth in that people don't get out there and support things like they used to?
Well, maybe we're at fault, too. Maybe we didn't advertise it as well as we could have. You know, I'd like to think that, you know, maybe we should have done a little bit more to get it out there, because one of the things that, you know, you live and learn as you're going along is when I put it up there, I said, horseback ride, benefit horseback ride, and auction. So it wasn't as big captured, you know, so it may not have gotten people's attention, and they may have thought, well, I don't ride a horse, I can't go.
Well, we made, you know, she sugarcoats everything. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We made it plain on the air. We made it plain on the paper. We had it on the internet. And, you know, I'm just telling it like it is. But anyway, Tire World stepped up in Murfreesboro. AutoZone on Momoa. Hoover Paint stepped up. PetSmart. Tom's Pawn Shop stepped up. Cracker Barrel. This guy. What's
Israel
his name?
Israel Parkin.
Hey.
Thank you, Izzy. I really loved the chair. It was beautiful, and it brought up some good money, and it was a big success in our auction.
Oh, Cracker Barrel gave a chair. Wow.
Gave a chair, yes.
Yeah, I twisted his arm. He don't weigh he probably about 400 pounds if he's a day, but I was actually there yesterday evening eating dinner. I had a doctor's appointment. I stopped by there before I went to the auction.
Wait a second. You ate Cracker Barrel before you went to the doctor, some of that good, healthy, homegrown food.
Listen, it's good food.
She's
been eating there 30 years.
Ever since I've been open. And sometimes when I owned that farm out that way, I ate twice a day.
I put a little pressure on him.
But he said, come by and see him. And he's a nice guy. And I've met a lot of nice people over the years at Cracker Barrel.
Now, which one is he at?
He's the one over there off of 231.
Chevrolet Highway. Okay. I'm partial to that one.
So right down the street.
Yeah. I'm partial to that. And that's what I go to Franklin Road when I'm over there, but I'm really partial to that because that's where I've been going for 32, 33 years, however how long it is.
Now, did you ever go to the Cracker Barrel gas station in Lebanon when they first opened as a gas station?
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
How much has that changed? Because obviously I've never seen it.
It's changed a lot.
I bet.
Lebanon's changed a lot over the years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Smyrna, Murfreesboro, compared to when I was in the record business, has changed a lot.
It has.
But anyway, we got Tip Top Barbershop, Nancy, that's a friend of mine.
Kroger, over there off of Las Casas. Charles Ware, thank you, Charles. You got Al Rayon International Market and Bakery over off of Memorial. Lovely people. Brand Name Shoe Liquidators, JC and Betty Ledbetter. Burl Barbara Academy, that's a great friend of JR's, Paulette Russum.
I like Paulette, yeah.
Yeah, she's a very nice lady.
She never knows what I'm going to say or how.
Nobody knows what you're going to say.
Hey, listen, let me tell you, when I go in there, I got their attention. They're about halfway scared to cut my hair.
I don't blame them.
I tell them like I tell them nurses, you hurt me, I hurt you. They go get another one. Go ahead.
Then you've got Blue Raider Deli. They're over there off of Greenland Drive. It's a Shell station there. Don't have his name, but great guy. Wayne had talked to him, and he really came through for us, too.
Southeastern Tire, I've been doing business there since I was 17 years old.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah.
So you were there when the original owner was there.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually 16, because I was driving at 16. Actually, really 16 years old. And over the years, I've spent a lot of money there. Go ahead.
And that was Sean at Southeastern Tire. Then you have, of course, City Auto, Mike Williams. We love you, Mike. Thank you for the golf cart. That was a big help, shuttling people back and forth as they were buying things at the auction, and we could take them to their horse trailer so they could put it up. It was a big help.
Mike is down there on Thompson Lane, and he's got a really nice car lot down there, and he loaned us the golf cart. And I've known Mike since I was 21. Of course, he's got a little fat belly now and gray hair, and I know he's listening, and goatee. So I know you're listening.
I bet boosted his pride right there.
Yeah, right here I've got Mr. Cleaned Auto Sales, Chris and Phil Attaway's. Actually, Phil used to deliver my parts with me when I had the body shop in 1981. That's how far we go back. It tickles me when I see some of these people.
There's a Mr. Jim Wright. He's the manager at Walgreens. Wonderful man over off of 99. I do business with them. They're a great bunch of people, and they were very helpful with us. Donated all of our water.
Oh, Horseman cool. Supply. I've known Doc when he used to work at Co-op.
Doc, we love you. You're wonderful.
Yep.
You got Mr. B's, the 3-Minute Express Wash, Don Webb. He came through. He actually was one of our first donors, and he didn't hesitate. He gave us some car wash coupons, gift certificates, and he said, here, let's just go for it. He's like, thank you, Don.
Tractor Supply stepped up. I just walked in there and told him. I said, hey, boy, I want 2 bags of feed donated.
Jeremy Hood, he's over there off of Mercury. Great folks.
Florida Brothers, Edwin. I went to school with Edwin. I'm just about a year older than Edwin. I was raised up with his sisters, knew his daddy, mother, all of them. We're right there, right in Las Casas, almost really neighbors, to tell you the truth.
A great guy, great mechanic, Jim Gamble. He's at Jim's Auto over off of Broad Street, and I take all my vehicles there. Good guy.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this Bruce
Hooper.
Hooper Stower, Bruce, this guy, good looking guy, I always get a hug and a kiss. Oh, hey, let me tell you, if you got me as hug and kisses as I did in a day's time, I get them.
We'd be rich.
Yep.
Now, I like Bruce. His brother, John, who passed away a couple of years ago, he lived behind me growing up, and I remember he used to have all the kids over in the neighborhood, and they used to play volleyball in his backyard probably every Saturday during the
There's
summer.
There's always one neighborhood where everybody congregates.
That's right.
Never fails.
That's right.
But, I mean, Hooper's supply, Bruce, he steps up every time when I need something for a benefit, like this horse is silent or even this one. I mean, he stepped up with an $85 gift certificate?
It was tremendous.
Yeah. All right, go.
Okay, we've got Tony Gonzalez. He's a manager at Publix over there again off of 99. I'm in that area, so I do all my shopping there. They stepped up and helped provide some of the desserts that we had. And we had Home Depot, Glenn Wagner. Again, Curtis Harrell at Heritage Propane, and I think she elaborated a little more last time on that.
Hey, I got lunch over there.
At Heritage Propane?
Yeah, he was out, and come to find out that's Buddy Harrell's boy.
Uh-huh.
And the lady, Wayne, was with me, and he said, man, that something smells good in here. And the lady was a sweetheart, and we was trying to get some gas donated for the grills. And she said, well, you hungry? And I said, well, hell yeah, I'm hungry. Honey, and we went back out and had a spread you ain't never seen.
They were cooking out on the grills?
Well, no, they had a training next door. And I mean, someplace in Franklin had catered. Wayne and I sat back there and we pigged out, buddy. Don't think we didn't. I told that lady, I said, next time I get my grill fixed, I am doggone sure going to be right here. And, of course, I knew Buddy Harrell.
Mm-hmm.
That passed away, but the boy knows me more than I know him, but I sure got a free meal off of him.
We got Pat's Family Hair Care, Pat Briley, her husband Jim.
Jim Briley.
Okay. I went to school with Jim, and I knew his daddy and mama.
Of course, goes without saying, Junior Foods.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell this story about Junior. Do you need to take a break?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I tell you what, you'd laugh. I walked in there at Junior's and that, and the little old girl, I said, where's the owner? She said, well, he's here. And she said, what you need? She is manager. She said, I'm manager. And I told her I'd like.
Beth, I guess.
Yeah, told her. I said, hey, look. I told her what I was doing. I said, look, I'd like to have a country ham. She said, oh, you're going to have to see him about that. I said, well, let's go. You know, we walked through that. And, man, that store looks nice. I mean, last time I was in there, I mean, it's come a long ways. I was very impressed. Because she says I'm a little COD or whatever you call it. You know, I'm a clean...
OCD.
Yeah, I'm a little cleany type person, and it's really went up. But anyway, went back there and went all the way through the back and everything. He's out there working on a buffer, a floor buffer, and some man's working on it. He's holding a wrench, and I just told him what I want. I said, I'd like to have a ham. He said, I believe we can do that. I said, I'll be back next week to pick it up. But they really stepped up. The juniors really stepped up. And, you know, I was in that store when I was a kid. And
that's
been a many, many moons ago.
You know, it's funny. Whenever you go to a family business, people just assume, who've never owned a family business, they just assume, well, the owner's never there. He probably never works, which is so far from the truth.
He works all the time.
Let me tell you, the owner, hey, I've been there and done that most of my life. I do the sweeping, the mopping, cleaning windows and everything else.
All.
Go ahead.
We've got Co-op in Murfreesboro and Woodbury. Sam's Club, Vanessa Colbreth. Thank you, Vanessa. Bunny Bread, Tracy Cook. They provided all the buns for the hot dogs. You've got Holiday Cleaners.
Been doing business there for a long time, Jim.
Jennifer Nichols, she's at the hair company. Mm-hmm. She's a wonderful stylist. She does a great job. She does my hair. Coca-Cola, Seal Watson, with Coca-Cola Consolidated. They stepped up and provided drinks. We've got Steve's Antiques on the Square.
They're good friends of mine. He donated some knives and stuff. He's been on the Square for 30 years. He'll trade you. He's like me. He'll trade you out of your pants if you walk in there.
Jim Paoletti, he works for Snyder Foods, and they provided all the chips. They were a big hit. Murphy's.
Wait a minute. His wife is also my clerk.
Good friend.
And good friend. She did my clerking at the auction.
Jerry was awesome. She did a terrific job.
I actually met her at she's one of them Yankees, and when I first met her, I really didn't care for her. And we got to be friends. Now we're best friends, and she's a sweetheart. But she helps me clerk, and go ahead.
Then we have Papa Murphy's over off of Memorial. Justin, thank you. Last Cass's Feed, great bunch of folks there. I really enjoyed them. They're Chris Neely, he gave us more ice than we needed. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
She chased him for 2 weeks. That sucker wouldn't answer his phone and all that stuff.
He was a busy man.
She told me, I said, I better not have to go hunt that boy down. So him and Johnny Hall, my cousin, are big buddies. And I told Johnny, I said, Johnny, I'm real busy doing all this because you got to go around these people, talk to them. Some of them say no. You got to go through corporate, you know, give them 6 weeks notice. Hey, there's a lot of legwork time goes into this.
It does.
Anyway, Johnny finally run him down, so we got our ice, you know. And he pulled up when we was out there getting our ice. And I said, boy, I thought I was going to have to hunt you down like a dog in heat. And I said, he said, I knew when Johnny told me you was involved, you would hunt me down. He said, you get all the ice y'all need. Go ahead.
We got Bedford Tack there in Bell Buckle. Christine's Auction in Shelbyville, Jules Auction in Shelbyville, great bunch of folks. And the folks that in Nashville was the Marriott Hotel, VF Imagewear, my company, Gannon's Automotive in Jolton, and last but not least was JanSport. They provided a backpack for us.
Y'all had a lot of help with this auction.
We had a tremendous group of people that came together and made this happen. And you know, if we do it next year, I can see it only getting bigger and better.
Now again, you guys raised $3,000 for St. Jude.
$3,280.14.
Don't forget that 14 cents.
That's right
It was awesome.
And you know what's cool about this auction, you had a lot of luck with not only the local businesses, but the chain companies out there, the franchises, the nation, you know, the big companies.
And the thing is, we started kind of late, so you know, most of them have a procedure that you should follow, and they were able to quicken up that pace a little bit, and they stepped up and helped us out. Now we know more this year. If we do it again next year, we'll know to start sooner, and you know, go through the right channels. But the folks that did step up and help us out, thank you.
That sounds great. Again, with us this morning, JR, and also Teresa Fitzgerald, who recently held a big fundraiser auction, a big horse ride, all of that for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis.
A great organization.
But great place, and you're continuing this effort to try to raise money for them as well. You've mm-hmm. got a marathon coming up.
I'm going to walk the mini this year, a 2.6, and my goal for my 55th birthday is to do a half marathon next year.
So that's next year.
Next year.
Okay. Hey, sweetheart.
Training now.
Hey, you good-looking, sexy man. Y'all should see him up here. I'm telling you, he got his little goatee and his mustache.
I'm hot. Absolutely.
You're better than cold any day of the week.
That's right.
Hey, Teresa, give them your website. They can still go on there and donate some money, huh?
Oh, if they do that, that would be just amazing. All the money goes to St. Jude, and it would be, you could donate at heroes.stjude.org/Teresa.Fitzgerald. And that's T-E-R-E-S-A. FITZGERALD.
All right, and we will also put that on our website as well later on today, so people can go there and get all the information about that, and they can also hear this show website too. So
awesome,
perfect.
Scott, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
And I'm sure we've missed some folks, and I'm sorry if we have, but you know, your effort and everything that everyone did is tremendously appreciated.
Sounds great. Thanks for joining us, and hope
Thanks
to see you again
us.
Soon.
Yeah,
thanks.
I know. I'm going to be stepping up doing some auctions, so you'll be hearing about me, and then when I'm going to get Spencer up here, and we're going to come back and talk about the good old days.
Yeah, I want to hear about the history of the records and everything sometime, because I think that'd be really interesting.
That would be very interesting.
Because I know record drivers have some really interesting stories.
Well, they have a museum in Chattanooga.
Do they?
And Spencer's picture and mine and Owen Henley has passed away. And actually, Spencer Reed is the oldest record person in Murfreesboro. And that picture of us, it came out in the Daily News Journal when they done a full page of me. Mm-hmm. It's actually going in the museum.
I want to hear all the crazy stories, you know, about the drunk drivers
them,
who
I
ran off
them.
The road. And
hey, I got them.
I bet you do. Yeah, I want to hear that sometime soon.
Did we mention Daily News Journal?
Teresa's got one more thing. What?
You did.
I just want to make sure. Like I said, I'm afraid I'm going to leave somebody out. And I just don't want to do that because I just appreciate each and every one of them.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again in the near future.
Thanks.
You take care, Scott.
Thank you. Right now, the time, 8:44. You are tuned to WGNS. Temperature outside is at, 45 degrees right now. Let's get another look at that weather forecast to get the latest in the weather. Mandy does have the latest for us.
Good morning, Scott. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for today. Highs will be in the mid-50s. We have a wind advisory out for very breezy west winds between 15 and 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and 38 degrees for your low. Saturday, plenty of sunshine. Our highs will be in the low 60s. We'll have a light northwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Clear skies Saturday night and a low near 39. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Don't our tax refunds always seem to come at the best time? You know, when something needs to be fixed. Are there any funny noises coming from your car? Are your tires looking a little tired? At Bud's Tire Pros, they specialize in a range of services like alignments and brake repair.
They also offer a wide variety of tires, including Michelin, exclusive tire promotions, and all services backed by the industry's strongest warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or call 896-TIRE.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth. But at Played Against Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Bit of congestion this morning already. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Traffic easing a bit. Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, Broad at Church and Broad at Memorial with traffic easing. I-24 traffic easing headed into downtown Nashville with no reports of accidents at this time. Stoversliquidation.com is the largest stocking dealer of flooring in the South, located in Antioch at the former Watson Pool and Spa location. Stop in or shop online anytime at Stoversliquidation.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Come to Animal City and experience the joy of a family-friendly shopping experience. Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Make sure to come find your next feathered friend here at Animal City. Here at Animal City, we have a wonderful selection of beautiful hand-fed babies waiting to be your friend. Come to Animal City and experience the joy of a family-friendly shopping experience with prices that rival the big box stores. Don't forget, Animal City is at 919 Northwest Broad Street.
So what sets Murfreesboro Automotive apart from the other auto repair shops?
If you need something fixed, I promise you, he's going to fix it. He's going to do it right.
Kelly Holcomb has been a longtime customer of Murfreesboro Automotive.
Every time I come up here, I'm just amazed. They do the kind of job for that amount of money, and he's got a customer for life with me.
We will give an estimate before any work is performed so that when you pick your vehicle up, you'll know exactly how much it is. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Now, your world headlines. A Dutch court has upheld a decision by the country's Food and Consumer Product Safety Authority to recall thousands of tons of meat sold across Europe labeled as beef, but containing some horse meat as well. A spokesman for the agency says,
our goal is to get back as much meat and meat products as possible from the original amount of 50,000 tons, which we have been trying to retrieve since last week.
The food watchdog has called on 370 companies around Europe to recall the meat that all came from a single processing plant in the Netherlands. Rebels in Syria are reported to be in control of a military base in Homs province. It's a region viewed as very important to President Bashar Assad. The International Committee of the Red Cross has issued a warning about the warm spring weather in Afghanistan, ushering in a deteriorating security situation. Militants traditionally step up their attacks this time of year when mobility becomes easier. And Spain's parliament has approved a new mortgage law it hopes will calm a national outcry over the dramatic increase in evictions in recent years, but anti-eviction lobbyists say the law is insufficient. Repossessions have soared since the country's economic crisis began in 2008. with your world headlines. I'm Tom Rivers at the ABC News Foreign Desk in London.
Hey, hi, and hello there.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
Fun lovers and truth seekers.
Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS AM FM online.
Well, a good morning to you. 8:49 is the time. This half of the program brought to you in part by the one and only, now if you've not been there, get ready for it, the Southern Breeze Home Design Center in the Avenue. Very cool place. Again, Southern Breeze Home Design in the Avenue. This place is so nice. If you've not been inside their showroom, you are missing out. They have on display everything that they do. They do a lot of home remodeling. Their showroom features cabinetry, countertops, blinds, plantation shutters, replacement windows and exteriors, all of that stuff at Southern Breeze. Now, not only does Southern Breeze provide their clients with the convenience of this great-looking showroom, they also provide the necessary installation service. So by providing the products and the installation, the project is completed in a timely manner. Whether you're performing an entire home remodel or a simple cabinet hardware replacement, their goal is to offer the utmost precision and efficiency, that according to owner Daniel Gammon. He said, quote, "We have experienced professionals managing your project from the concept to the completion." So visit home, let me back up there, visit Southern Breeze Home Design Center in the Avenue Monday through Saturday, 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening, or find them online at southernbreezehome.com. Now in the area of the Avenue coming up on Saturday, you've got a great big event that everybody needs to remember to attend. That big event, which is fast approaching, is the it's put together by the Stones River Independent Physicians Association in Murfreesboro. And the event's going to be held on Saturday. And retired brain surgeon Dr. McPherson told WGNS some of the free health screenings that will take place tomorrow. Here's what Dr. McPherson had to say.
Blood pressure, hearing, seeing, BMI, calculate your body mass index, all sorts of things that, you know, if you're walking around saying, gee whiz, I wonder if I'm a diabetic and I haven't been to see a doctor, will you come in and get your blood sugar checked and maybe we can give you some direction on where to go.
Again, that health fair, which is totally free, is going to be at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Medical Center Parkway tomorrow. It'll be from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock tomorrow evening. The event, like I said, free, open to everyone. Now, here's the cool thing. Special guest Brad Hopkins, former Tennessee Titan, he's going to be there. One of the things he's going to talk about during his special seminar are head injuries. You know, head injuries are obviously a big problem right now, and legislation is even diving into it a whole lot more than they used to when it comes to football and head injuries involving children. They're looking into that a whole lot more, and Brad Hopkins is going to talk a little bit about that. And that'll be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. His seminar, also free, open to the public. But space is probably going to be limited for his seminar. So make sure you get there on time and make sure you get there to attend his seminar. He's also going to be signing autographs throughout the day there as well. So there's your chance to meet former Tennessee Titan Brad Hopkins tomorrow. 1 o'clock is when he will be there. Now, this is, I guess I should say, if you want to learn more information about all this, there's a good website to go to. That is RutherfordsBestDoctors.com. Now, they were supposed to join us this morning. I'm not sure what happened there, but they're not here right now. But regardless, I promise they will be there tomorrow at the Embassy Suites. They wouldn't miss that for sure. RutherfordsBestDoctors.com. And again, the big event is tomorrow at Embassy Suites, totally free. And it is a chance for you to get that free health screening that you probably need to get if you haven't been to the doctor for a while. You really ought to do that. Something else going on there tomorrow. They're going to be giving away free gun locks, these free safety gun locks, you know, to put on your guns in your house to make sure your kids don't accidentally fire your weapon, because that, yes, does happen. That's going to be going on tomorrow at Embassy Suites as well. So just so that you're aware of it, you can pick up that gun safety lock there tomorrow. And the Community Service Unit of the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, they will also be there tomorrow offering their child ID program things. And they'll demonstrate car seat safety with a state-of-the-art training vehicle there on site. And they'll be giving away, like I said, the free gun safety kits as part of Project Child Safe. So again, these free gun safety kits will be given away within regards to the Project Child Safe program. The training car, which is donated by Nissan, includes belt systems from several different makes and models. The community service unit uses every different kind of car seat or booster seat that you could imagine for this demonstration. So if, you know, I heard 71% of infants who die in a car wreck in a car seat is because the car seat is not in there correctly. And I know it you think the car seat's in there correct. I mean, for years I put in car seats and I always assumed that they were correct. I don't know if they were correct or not. I never went to one of these safety programs. You know, I don't know if they were going on when my kids were younger or not, but I probably should have gone to one of these programs. But you would be surprised. You think it's in there correctly, but it's often not. So make sure you attend this event. It's all going to be Saturday at Embassy Suites. Time right now, 8:54. Stay with us. I've got another update from ABC News coming your way next.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. All of our salads, all of our chicken, steaks, our spaghettis. We still have our most popular spaghettis, our meat sauce spaghetti. Very popular dish is our pot roast that we have changed the bowl that it's going into to make it easier to eat out of. But it is a wonderful pot roast, particularly on those cold days. And if you want to take it home, it's very easy to take home and microwave if you want it the next day. I'd like to invite you to come to our Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street.